3126. Void where prohibited.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverello out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chickabee Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right. It is 7:06 on this Friday, May 15th. Beautiful day out there. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We're glad you're with us. Got a busy couple hours here. I mean, we got a lot going on. Congrats again to all the high school teams that won yesterday in advance. Golly, just brutal when you lose. It's the season's over. It's one and done. So, anyway, I got a chance to do that with Justin and Kate's daughter, Ella, and it's just brutal to see it come to an end. But congrats to the ones who advanced. And, of course, the Razorbacks lose, too. That wasn't great. To Kentucky, they really need to win this series. They're going to get in the NCAA playoffs, but just as far as maybe having a long outside shot at getting a regional, I don't know. Right. The other is got Ella McDowell will be with us at 8:05. She's the third baseman for the Razorbacks. They take on Fordham today at 4:30 as they begin their march to Oklahoma City. All that happens, Roger, in the next 2 weeks. Going to be pretty interesting to see, keeping our fingers crossed there. And the story of the day, one of the great stories to this point, just in 24 hours, is that what we thought would not happen, happened. Hunter Yurcheck is allowing these tennis supporters to come in and raise the money, I'm sure, against what his decision was.
Well, I mean, he doesn't want it to happen because he's made the decision? Or do you think...
Yes.
I want it to succeed. Let's make some more money.
Well, he did. If you look at the stipulation, somebody said it looks more like a ransom note than anything. You must raise $50 million to do an endowment for $50 million. And instead of being excited about it, it sort of sounds like, hey, these are your mandates, which they have to be mandates. But the bottom line, it's a great story. So we'll see Robert Cox will sort of give us some insight on that. Danny West, Marty Brillsworth, Steve Qualls, and more. Roger, we have a special edition of Heather Baker. We normally get her at 9 o'clock, but she's over in Carolina. She made a big speech this week.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what? You can't be late when you're making a speech.
No, you cannot.
That's another thing you can't be late. We're talking about things you can't be late for, because one of the PGA golfers was yesterday. Also, who you taking, Emma Smith or Ray Lewis, both having birthdays today? But let's bring in Heather now there, Roger.
She has the busiest social calendar in the state of Arkansas. Her insight on what to do across the state is unrivaled. She is the go-to person when you need an event promoted. It's time to talk to the queen of promotions from AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. It's Heather Baker.
Good morning, Heather Baker.
Good morning, boys, and happy Friday.
Happy Friday. You're in Charleston, South Carolina, correct?
Yes, sir.
Is this business or pleasure that you're there today? Or both?
We're actually having our Little Rock Executive Association presidential retreat. So Evans Deeks, which I know you know him.
Yes.
He is the president this year, and he gets to choose where we go to have our retreat for the year. So that we are down over here on the coast, enjoying the beautiful Carolinas.
Wow. Roger, have you ever been to South Carolina?
No.
Christian, what about you? Ever been to South Carolina?
I haven't.
I've got
family there.
What's the strip, the little island, not island, but it's where you drive and there's one way in, one way out, and it's got all the great golf courses on it. I did that. What is it?
Is it Foley?
Or is it Hilton Head? It may be Hilton Head is what it is. It's just, there's a lot of great golf, a lot of great the Civil War history over there. Also, I hear that you did a great job at the American Tourist Association Conference. You were the keynote speaker and knocked it out of the park.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, North American tourist, I go, where'd you go last year? And they're like, Key West. I go, what about the year before that? They're like, L.A. What about the year before that? New York. And I was like, okay, so we're in North Little Rock, Arkansas this year, everybody. But yes, it was a pleasure getting to talk about the incredible people. I actually even mentioned the buzz. The incredible people in the state of Arkansas, what we have to offer is like no other. And this is a great state to live in and have a great life. And so we got to talk about with them, and they had me as their keynote speaker. Karen Trevino and Heather over at North Little Rock Tourism had me as a keynote speaker on Wednesday, and it was a pleasure to deliver that address.
Also,
and Roger, I was not late, David. I was not late.
You can't be late when you're speaking. or at graduation. If you're the speaker at a graduation, you can't be late. That's one. Somebody said, can't be late for a wedding. Oh, yes, you can. I've seen people start weddings not on time. Yeah, that's, you don't want that, but that's the, one of the particulars that could happen. Also, too, remember Roger that Heather, you know, and Ryan had that situation where had somebody that tried to the shot at him and all the things. So you got a new story out on that story, huh, Heather? That's coming out in AY this month.
Well, I actually have it out in our mental health guide. Yeah, I just talking about trauma and recovery. And what it means to be able to overcome a situation, you can fall into the trap of detriment and PTSD, and or you can overcome it. And, you know, people look at me every day and they're like, oh, I'm just supposed to get over it. I mean, David and Roger, someone shot at us 30 times at point blank range. And, you know, that is life changing. And how many people will ever experience that? And so when the police actually said, well, you live. That's what something that was said to me. And I said, yes, we did, but it's something we're going to have to deal with for the rest of our lives. And there's things that trigger us at all different times. And I was just listening to people out there, and people are dealing with so much grief. I wanted to tell them that there's hope and there's things that you can do and resources. And that's why we do the mental health guide, is to provide those resources. But also, you know, this is an unsolved case. This happened right in the Heights,
right
on Polk Street, right next to Kroger, unsolved with cameras everywhere, DNA. I am glad that Tim Griffin pulled it over to his office as a cold case, and they are finding a lot of information. But, you know, they have DNA. They have both the guns. They have fingerprints. They have a scope. They have 30 bullets. I mean, come on. It's time to solve this case.
You can check that out in her publication. Heather, even though you're in South Carolina, give us a scoop of what's happening here in Arkansas that we need to know about. We know that Arkansas is playing in the regional up in Fayetteville at Bogle Park, and there's a lot of activity for high school sports, but what else do we need to know?
Well, there's a ton of events, so get out and enjoy the beautiful natural state. Well, we'll start with the Magnolia Blossom Festival, and that is in downtown Magnolia, and that's going to be the World Championship State Cook-Off will be going on there. Live entertainment, Blossom Festival and Market, so much fun. It's all weekend long. We'll have that whole itinerary on our website if you want more information about that. We've got Henry Cho at the Hot Springs Convention Center, 7 o'clock tonight. So if you want to experience some clean comedy, you can check that out. The tickets start at $53.
I don't think I know. I don't think I know who Henry Cho is. Roger, do you?
I know.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Good comedian. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Korean-American twist, and he has Southern charm. So how do you do that, David? Korean and Southern charm.
Roger knows. Hmm.
Well, it's like seeing Danny Jill Crawford, and you see that dialect coming out of that head.
Yes, go ahead.
With all due respect.
32 annual, the Pickle Fest, and Ryan and I have actually attended this several times in downtown Atkins. It's so much fun. So they're going to have everything, every pickle you can imagine, fried pickles. There's pickle juice drinking contest. There's a pet parade for dress your pets up as pickles. So much stuff going on. Car shows, rides, activities. That's going on today and tomorrow in Atkins. It starts at 12 o'clock each day. We have the Mopar Mania, and this is at Jacksonville Community Center, going on Friday and Saturday as well. I'm sure Frank might have some cars in there, because you've got the Mopar, which celebrates Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram vehicles. So they're going to have a Friday night light show tonight, and then they're also going to have a huge state Mopars event tomorrow, so don't miss that car show if you love cars. And again, that's at the Jacksonville Community Center. We've got the Amateur Pickleball State Championship Series at Burns Park. I mean, pickleball is hot,
yes.
So this is going to be a partnership with Pickleball Kingdom. It's spanning all 50 states are coming in for that, so you can check that out for the 2026 World Championship. We have the 8th Annual Rock City Film Festival. So this was formerly Made in Arkansas Film Festival. It's going to be going on at Cal's Ron Robinson. So if you like those short films, Q&A series, you can check that out for only $15. It's Friday through Sunday. The Pulaski County Fair. Love this, guys. This is my friends Susan and Cliff Prowse. They helped put this on. The performers that are coming to this are amazing. But if you want to do something family, fun, friendly, date night, adults, everything, this is it. Petting zoo. I got to ride the camel last year, play with some pigs. They had all kinds of monkeys out there. And, of course, they have all of the beer tents, and they have so much live music. So you're not going to want to miss this. This is going to be going on all the way till next weekend. So there's plenty of time to check that out as well. And the admission is only $5, and 10 and under get in for free. So that's amazing. Our friends at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep are also sponsoring the Getting Real with First Responders Kids Fishing Derby. And that is in Sherwood at the City Hall Pond. So if you love to fish, you can check that out for kids. And we also have SpaCon at the Hot Springs Convention Center going on Saturday and Sunday. So this is a two-day celebration of entertainment, of pop culture, celebrities, and guests. So they're going to have Jamie Presley, Brian Krog, and the pro wrestler Billy Gunn will be there if you love some wrestling. So tickets will start for $25 for that.
Yeah, I recognize that name, Billy Gunn. I don't know him as well.
Oh yeah,
Heather. I know that we recognize Jeff Allen at our sister station at the Point as being the DJ of the year.
Great choice, folks.
Yeah,
very deserving guy, and been in the market a long time. Matter of fact, Roger, I don't know if you know this, that I'm the one who got him back over here to the bus.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was 20-something years ago.
I worked with him when he was at Magic.
He's a Magic guy. He's a legendary guy in this business. He's been around a long time and a good guy. So,
David, I think his anniversary is actually this week. I think it was yesterday. It was like 22 years that you brought him
here.
Back.
Here.
That's right. Yeah. He had Magic before that. And then, again, we're getting ready to find out about Roger's category in the next week or so Roger's up for.
The anticipation.
It is.
We will keep our fingers crossed, believing that the people made the right decision.
It is the people. I truly believe. It's the people. It's great. I don't know. I know there's a trivia. Somebody asked me that the other day when I told them about the voting or whatever, and they said, "Is there really?" Other people that do trivia? And I went, well, I appreciate you saying that. Sure. I said, but yes, there are. Somebody does it every night. There's a couple
Nobody promotes it like we do because you're obviously a prominent person on radio.
That's right. I get the benefit of that, but everybody's doing it somewhere, and they've got all kinds of new things out, too.
Well, Heather,
I'm honored.
Thanks for making this work while you're in South Carolina. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. Hopefully there'll be some great action. Hopefully the Razorbacks will bounce back, and all the other schools that are playing, trying to get to their tournaments, will do well this weekend as well.
Awesome. Go Hawks. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Heather Baker.
She's in South Carolina.
Let's squeeze in Harley real quick.
That is, I've got a nephew that lives out there. He and his wife live out there. Monix Corner, I think, is where it is. Monix Corner.
It's a beautiful country.
And one of my favorite reality shows.
Oh, which one?
Southern Charm.
I got tired of doing that Hilton. I mean, we didn't stay at Hilton Head, but it was one way in, one way out. One way in, one way out. It reminded me a little bit of Maumelle. You know, you got the one main drag in a Maumelle, and that's the way in and out.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Roger. I want to take an early break because I want to come back and I want to get Robert Cox, the all-time winningest tennis coach, to give us a sort of behind-the-scenes story of how this tennis program was saved. Now, a lot of people go, you know, nobody cares about tennis. From a participation point and eyeball standpoint, that's true. Just like track and field. You know, nobody's talking about track and field, even though there's some people out there that do. But from a mass consumption standpoint, it's football, basketball, and baseball. That's just the way America is. But let me tell you, I appreciate our Olympic sports. I want them to continue. You know, I think it'd be a boring world if we just have. And I love football. That's my deal. We have three sports, and there's other sports that are fun to watch. Maybe not all the time. Let's figure out a way if we can make it work. So that's what's happening. But that's not what the decision was 3 weeks ago, Roger. It was that DOA, dead on arrival. We're moving on. So we'll find out the scoop on that. Again, the Hogs play at 4:30 today at Bogle. We'll have Ella McDowell on today. You know, Roger, I'm going to be. I will be in London. You will be where?
We'll be in Mexico.
Yeah. We finally. You know, what just happened? That we're not here, and also they make it to Douglas, Oklahoma City. But we don't mind that.
No.
What can you not be late for? What job do you have out there? Do you have a job that's super time sensitive? That there is no room for error. Yeah. That you've got to be there. We've got to be here, or we get embarrassed.
Oh my gosh. Well, there's so many jobs that you can have a little bit of grace period. You get a little grace period, but there are some that are hard times.
Yeah,
and radio is one of them.
We're so used to doing it. The TV's another one. That's exactly right. That is a hard time.
With our own buddy Todd Pierce, he's got a deadline.
That
you have to get an article
to get the article, get the paper out. Although. Yeah. not as much now. You know, before when you had the printed prep, you know, when you had to get that out. Now a lot of it's digital.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Yeah, so it's not quite, although you still need to get it out at a certain time.
Well, I know, you've got to get it out. You've got to be able to get the story out so that when somebody wakes up Sunday morning, they can read about the Arkansas Razorback victory.
That's exactly right, Roger. Remember, too, we mentioned it last week. Do want to say again, Shane Broadway is replacing Steve Rook at Arkansas State Three Rivers. Steve is moving on to a new place. Of course, we've always enjoyed having Steve in there promoting the big battle, the high school battle, and did a great job. He's one who obviously helped get lined up just in his honorary degree.
Yeah.
And Shane Broadway steps in to be another,
Shane saved
the day.
If your surgeon's late, Shane will step in.
If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. Somebody said concrete waits for no one. Got to be timely with concrete.
Okay.
Once you pour, but you're just getting to the job, I think. You're still, you don't have that clock.
That's right. Listen, I mean, you got grits. I mean, you got to be right on time with grits, just like concrete. We saw that in My Cousin Vinny. And let me say this about Christian. I love the fact that he knows all of those episodes. When we left out of the studio this last break, he comes up to me. You remember the episode with Robert Redford? I do remember the episode. Robert Redford played Death.
Now you're showing off.
The old lady. Now you're showing off. He goes, here's the name of that.
Stop it.
I'm telling you.
So, hey, Christian, do you follow MMA?
I don't really know.
Is it true that Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano?
They are facing off tomorrow, yes.
Yeah, Gina Carano. Is that, I don't know how you pronounce
Gina
it.
Gina Carano.
She's a brunette, right? Has done movies, right?
She has done movies. I don't know if it's brunette or black.
I think it's Ronda Rousey.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for coming out. Where's RJ?
RJ made the comment. I think she's hot. And Tommy beat him up for the rest of the She was dominant until that one girl came in there and...
I think she was beating up on inferior competition.
Might have been, but that girl...
Isn't that what Mickey told Rocky?
Mickey was protecting Rocky.
I ain't beat nobody. I won 7 times. I didn't beat nobody. They were all bums. They were all tomatoes. They were not tomatoes, Rock. They were good fighters. I was protecting. What are you protecting me for, Mickey? I'm a fighter. When a fighter don't believe in itself, it's over.
Burgess was in a ton of Twilight Zone episodes, by the way.
He sure was.
All right, to Roger, looks like we do have Navi coming in. I got a special guest who works over at Oaklawn who's been battling a real rare eye cancer. Lost her eye because of it. And got a fascinating story. Today's her birthday. She's going to come hang out with us. And she's bringing us patches. Yeah. Today's National Eye Patch Day to celebrate and recognize and raise money for folks who are dealing with this. So excited to learn a little bit more about that. And tennis and softball and recruiting and Burlsworth camps and NASCAR. That's all. It's all for free.
It's for free.
And it's on time.
And we're glad to do it. We're proud to be able to do it for you. We promise you. Thank you.
And Brad Benton, bring on your deserving dozen. Bring them on. We can't wait to cheer them on today and give them.
Anxious to see how many people that had never been to Corky's before from Benton.
That's right.
We know there's a few that did not from Malvern, but we're
deserving
anxious
dozen.
To see them all. Absolutely.
All right. 7:24. Don't go away.
Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Last night, Arkansas baseball lost Game 1 to Kentucky 4-3. The Razorbacks were limited to just 4 hits. After the game, Coach Dave Van Horn talked about the lackluster offense.
Harris didn't give up a hit, and they pulled him. Guess he got to his pitch count and just didn't do much. I don't know. Disappointing night offensively, that's for sure.
Tonight, they'll face off again at 5:30. Game 3 will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Both games can be seen on SEC Network Plus and heard on The Buzz. Arkansas softball gets their regional started today at 4:30. They'll face Fordham. That game can be seen on ESPN Plus. And the Arkansas Travelers beat the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 12-0 last night for their second straight win. They'll face off again tonight at 7:05. Coverage for that game can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with The Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Warm and breezy today. We'll have a south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, and it'll get up to 87 with our partly cloudy sky. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 10% chance of a sprinkle tonight, a low of 69, and a slight chance of showers for Saturday. Warm, breezy with a high of 86. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
It is Justin Akre, and In the Zone on Friday, we're going to have a busy day. Tom Murphy will join us from the Hill. We've got a little football to talk about. We've got some baseball, and of course, the softball regionals start for the Arkansas women, taking on Fordham as well. We'll get Tom's thoughts on all of that and a whole lot more after the Red White Report, brought to you by UAMS Health Ortho Now. Also, Champs and Chumps, brought to you by the Washtop Bar and Grill and our friends at BKC Home Builders down in Hot Springs. Philip Martin and the Pigskin are in, and What's on Tap, brought to you by Flyway Brewing all over the great state of Arkansas. It's The Zone, the Friday edition. Wrapping up the week where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
Hey folks, Roger Scott here. And yes, I know you hear me promoting many of our beloved clients on the bus, and they are all special and dear to me. So to all of those clients, I say thank you. In fact, my wife thanks you as well, along with our Amazon delivery person who comes by the house daily because of you. But let me tell you about a client that's been near and dear to my heart for over the past decade. Very special client who's become a friend to me and my family over the years. In fact, they've become like family too. Yep, that's right. Of course, I'm talking about Gravely Moores. I've been a proud Gravely owner for years, and I've used everything of theirs from the 21-inch push mower to their 72-inch commercial unit, including my favorite, the ZT Heavy Duty 60-inch. And now is the best time to get the brand new Gravely of your choice too. Why do you ask? How about 0% interest over 48 months? Now you're interested? Sure you are. So join the Gravely family if you hadn't already by stopping at your local Gravely dealer today, like Hoco Turf in West Little Rock or Stockton Power Equipment in Sheridan.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock. We're going all in with vehicles for every budget. Need a truck? We've got light duty and heavy duty ready to work. Looking for an SUV? We've got the nicest inventory of full-size SUVs you're going to find anywhere. Tahoes, Yukons, Navigators, Escalades, and much more. For quality, selection, and first-class service, shop Parker Cadillac today. Visit us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Hawks Homes, Arkansas's number one dealer. They have more inventory than anyone in Arkansas. Hawks Homes is celebrating its 40th anniversary this month. In honor of that, Hawks is selling a home at $39,995. Hawks has other specials going on, other models as well. Be sure to take advantage of this great deal. Only lasts the month of May. We also offer custom-built manufactured and modular homes. 1 to 5 bedroom homes that can be built to accommodate your needs. Check us out at Conway and Bryant with over 65 models to choose from, or go online at hawkshomes.net.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
It all started back in New York 6 weeks ago. A truck loaded with strip gun parts got jacked outside of Queens. The driver didn't see anybody, but somebody he heard a voice. Sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah, I just did.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt because he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his
hand. He passed away yesterday.
He sure did.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
This and Stroking, right?
Yeah, this song, man, my dad, this was one of my dad's favorites.
Valley pays the bills we made, old life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulders, and in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son.
Wow, man.
To pull the family through.
He was 90 yesterday. 90, Raj, I was in. Yeah, Chuck, Pixie and Preacher sent that.
Double C.
Yeah, it was that song, Patches, and what was the other?
Stroking.
Stroking, and there's one other, too. I think there was one other. Let me look and see.
Why don't you look it up, man? Why don't you look it up a little?
661-1037 is a number if you want to be a part of the show.
Slip away.
Getting ready to visit with Robert Cox, the former tennis coach at Arkansas, who was instrumental in the Hail Mary yesterday that got the Razorbacks to new life in the tennis world with the tennis program. Somebody says, this is, go ahead, Roger. Can you, for those that don't know, this is, you go to a club for many, many years. This is a song that you would hear at the end, at some point.
I be stroking.
I don't think that ever achieved commercial success as a ratings booster because it was, it can be implied
too dirty.
It can be implied that it was dirty.
Oh really?
I think he's just talking about going.
I thought it was. It's got nothing to do with boating.
Stroke.
Stroke.
Exactly.
No. I did not know that.
Anyway, all right, Roger Dodge, we've got in-studio guests. It'll be here in just a minute. Christian, when she gets here, I'll let you know. But let's bring in Robert Cox there appropriate with the appropriate music. Not stroking.
Let the ball right down the field. Give a cheer.
Rah, rah.
Never fear.
Rah, rah.
Arkansas will never yield. Arkansas, Razorback to the finish.
You carry on with
all your might. For it's A-R-K-N-S-A-S for Arkansas.
We're going to fight.
Fight.
Fight, Mr. Kennedy.
Good morning, Robert Cox. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing great. That gets you fired up.
Yeah, exactly. Man, you were everywhere. You were doing, and I know I got to give credit to Drew Deese, who's a friend of mine, and I've known him for, I guess, 15, 20 years. Good guy. Former tennis player, played for you, actually, which I did not. He had told me that. I guess I forgot it, Robert, but he's been helping you with all these media inquiries. And first of all, I got to say, congratulations. You did something that I didn't think could be done. And it's not just you. It's the whole Arkansas tennis community. But congratulations. What does it feel like to get a win when most people didn't expect it?
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you for having me on. I tell you what, before I forget, you know, David, you're connected with the tennis community in the state of Arkansas. You know that.
Well, I did. What are you going to say? I can't wait to hear this, Robert. What are you going to say?
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I just appreciate your efforts with the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You know, the last couple of classes,
you
had Dr. Mel Collazo, who is not a Razorback.
That's right, Trojan.
He would follow the Razorbacks. And then, of course, this year you helped induct the late Peter Doohan, who is one of our all-time greats. And not very many people know the tennis jargon, but you referred to him as the Becker Wrecker.
That's right, the Becker Wrecker. Sure did. Becker Wrecker, baby. That's, you know, and Robert, you think about this, you know, Robert was there. We always talk about the late 70s as being maybe the greatest period in Arkansas history, other than, you know, you got the 64 national championship, the 94 basketball, 64 football. But those late 70s, when you played tennis at Arkansas for a couple years, 77, 78, 79, that era, you had the football team with Lou Holtz, it was top three. You had the baseball team going to the World Series with Norm DeBrine. You had basketball with Eddie Sutton. And crap, you guys, I hadn't seen it mentioned enough, you guys were a really great nationally in tennis as well when you were there. As a player,
well, a couple of years after us in the early '80s, and really when you were playing, they really hit their stride. We kind of set the table, the late '70s
correct
team,
right?
And,
yeah,
and of course it was the Southwest Conference was a super tennis conference, much like the SEC is today. But for those early '80 teams, you're talking top five, top ten, and Coach Tom Pucci, who really brought that program to the forefront, and then Ron Hightower took over, and I mean that was fun to watch, and it was fun to be a fan, and of course Peter Doohan was a huge part of that.
Well, listen, you know, we really need about 30 minutes, but we're not going to take that much time. So let's sort of, I do want to set the table for everybody to know this, and Roger and I have my co-host here hadn't had a chance to talk about this, so. You were the winningest coach of all time, 19 years, I think 87, 88 to 2013, somewhere around there. Living in Northwest Arkansas, I decided to stay there and do whatever you've been doing in retirement. But you really did not have to my understanding, you didn't have a relationship with Hunter Yurecek, did you? Or were you connected since you'd left the program? And I know you were there with Jeff Long, but had you had any kind of relationship with Hunter Yurecek to any degree?
Pretty much a professional. I was here for a total of 33 years, 26 as a coach, and a few years after that, I stayed on. Jeff Long kept me on.
Yeah.
And for several years, 7 years actually, and I was in facilities. And so, yes, I was working in facilities when Hunter Yurecek was hired. And so I do have I had a very professional relationship with me being part of the facility, which, by the way, those facility folks, they work their butt off.
Sure.
Getting all those facilities ready for I learned a lot. I was working a lot harder in facilities than I ever did for 26 years. I can tell you that.
So the question is, Robert. So if that's the case, so you did facilities. Did you overlap as facilities person with Hunter too, or no?
Yes,
you did. Were there ever discussions between? Did Hunter realize who you were and that you were the all-time winningest tennis coach of all time? And if he did. Were you surprised that did you have the kind of relationship that and again, I'm not here to bang. I'm just here to sort of set the story. You really didn't have a relationship. You didn't have a close relationship or a working relationship with Hunter when all this stuff started happening. And all of a sudden you turn around and all of a sudden you hear the program is done. So that hadn't been cultivated. That had not been present, that relationship with you and Hunter, to where he might call you and go, hey, this is what I'm thinking.
I did, my time at facilities did overlap with Hunter, and I know he knew who I was, and we did have a professional relationship. Our paths would cross with facilities. But, yes, he did reach out to me a couple of days before he made the announcement and wanted to get together for a coffee, and he wanted to visit on that Friday morning or early in the next week. Well, I already had a breakfast meeting, and then I was going out to the A Club at Paradise Valley to play in a golf tournament. So I texted back saying, oh, yeah, early next week, I'd love to sit down and talk to, with whatever you wanted. Had I known it was about that, I would have canceled my my breakfast meeting and also golf. So, yes, he did reach out. Looking back on it, I sure appreciated that. At least it was there. Then we did meet up early, I guess late the following week.
Again, I don't want this to be a bang on Hunter Yurchek, but we saw in with the FOI that he'd already made the decision 3 weeks prior to him making that call to you. And so my point was, he did reach out because when he calls you that Friday or whatever, you were busy playing the golf tournament. He makes the announcement the next day or 2 days later. My point, Robert, was that I just wish in retrospect that the situation had been there where he had approached you 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago when they were making those decisions, just to get out of respect to you and the program, the 70 years. To me, that's a blind spot for him. Is that listen? I need to be talking with Robert Cox a year ago. Or 6 months ago, I'm going to make my. Let me. I'll tell you this one thing, Roger and Robert. I'm certainly, out of respect to the 70 years of tennis, I'm not going to make that decision without talking to the winningest coach in the history of our program that's living in Northwest Arkansas. That's the thing I think most people are bothered by, because you know what happened? He underestimated the response that he was going to get from the tennis community. The tennis community is a very close-knit group, and it's not just Robert. It's not just Razorbacks. I know that Razorbacks were a key, but there were other people that were in this fight that were not just Razorback tennis folks. There were other tennis folks, right?
Right, and if it was a mistake not to call those two coaches in a couple of months earlier or a month earlier and say, hey, listen, we're having a budgetary problems and talking about cutting programs, tennis is being mentioned, surely that could have helped, and maybe all this could have been avoided. But looking back on it now and where we are now, we're stronger than ever. I mean, I'm up here smiling. I think what has happened, it's galvanized the state, it's galvanized our tennis alumni, the tennis community in the state of Arkansas, the donors. Man, this last 3 weeks, like I said, it's turned into a huge positive. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm smiling.
Well, okay. So, listen, I get it.
I think we're about as strong as ever.
Listen, now, because I'm going to tell you, I'm a football guy, Robert, and most people pay attention to football, basketball, and baseball. And the Olympic sports like the tennis and track and field, so we got 500 national championships in track and field, but it just doesn't get the attention, just the nature of our country and how we love our sports. And so now, though, I will say this. They put out the release yesterday. According to that, Hunter Yurchek is expecting a $50 million endowment, which, listen, I think it's a little heavy to throw that out there. I mean, it's a high – for somebody, barely getting by, you're losing a couple million a year, say, okay, I need a $50 million, endowment. It's a pretty heavy ask.
But now, what is the expectation going forward? Can you what is the kind of money you think needs to be raised? Are you got to get that $50 million? Yeah. Is it $4 or $5 million a year you got to raise? What happens going forward?
Well, I tell you what, we've proven in a few days we can raise several million dollars and to buy some time, and I know that we're going to solve that problem. What the number is, if it's whatever it is, we're going to solve it, and we realize that athletics is changing all the time, and to me, all this money is a shell game. I don't understand how it all works, but hey, we're going to solve the problem, whatever it takes. Having the program reinstated, a couple of years of funding, what the Arkansas tennis community has done and the alumni has done. Like I said, I think we're as strong as ever, and we're going to move forward. We're going to do whatever it is to fund this program in the future, even with changing times. I think we all don't know what's going to happen with collegiate, athletics, but I know it's a fluid situation, and we're going to adjust to it. But we feel so good right now. I know just based on the response, and then again, looking at Hunter and the chancellor to open up a dialogue and to solve this problem, or to keep us going anyway, and to have a future and a future that we can sustain tennis. We're going to solve that problem.
Robert, real quick before we let you go. So Roger, Roger, if we talk on this, and I'm mentioning Roger Scott, my co-host. We talk other sports, Robert. Does it not bother you a little bit? Again, I'm a football guy, that we got a third string tackle, and this is not just at Arkansas. And again, I don't envy Hunter Yurcheck. Don't envy him at all. He's got a tough job to do. But it bothers me, it irks me, that we got a second string, third string player who's an offensive tackle or a defensive tackle that'll play about 20 plays this year, that's going to get paid $100,000 or $150,000, when that's basically what tennis has for their entire NIL budget. It bothers me. It's screwed up. And I don't know if how you other sports feel that way. Of course, you're not currently in on the coaching staff, but it's a mess, Robert, and that's the problem. That's the problem that Hunter Yurcheck has, and it's not just him, it's everybody. But does it bother you a little bit now, from where your perspective, to see that's what this has come down to, that you guys had to do what you had to do, which is a great story. But does it bother you as a guy that was in a different era to see that's what we're dealing with here, that we're losing things because of that kind of scenario?
Absolutely, and for to cut programs at the expense of this NIL and changing scheme of athletics, yeah, that does bother me that you could actually cut programs. But and this is all Olympic sports and non-revenue right. sports. And another positive that has come out of this thing, at least we're shining the light on this problem. And, schools, not only tennis programs, but obviously all non-revenue sports around the country have caught this story. And I think every non-revenue sport around the country at any level has got to be looking over their shoulder right now until all this works out. And fortunately, we had an administration that would listen to our concerns, and we're very grateful for that. And we're grateful that Arkansas tennis is here to stay, and we're going to make sure of that.
Well, two things on that. I'm going to be paying attention to more tennis now. And the other thing, too, our friend Neil Arisman, who is the wrestling coach at the Trojans, Little Rock, who, again, he's out there trying to fight against, all these other, it's everything's about TV and football and all that. And so it's not just tennis, it's all sports. And but you did something that was not expected. And it's you did it against a very powerful individual that usually gets what he wants. And this is not what he wanted. It's a fact. This is not what his plan was. And so, but what an amazing story it is, because the greatest analogy, Roger, I heard, and this was a national comment, Robert, we're visiting with Robert Cox, the winningest coach in the history of Razorback tennis, said that the Razorback tennis program was the canary in the cave. Was you throw the canary in the cave, what was going to happen? And you guys fought back, and maybe it becomes a standard. Maybe the Olympic sports have to do this. This is what they got
to
do.
Well, they have to, Dave, because you mentioned it, for sake of argument, a couple of months ago when you read the profit statement.
Yeah. Everybody's
losing money. Everybody's losing money.
Yeah. And we're talking about a successful world, more champions than anybody in history of the world, track and field.
Yeah, 9 million.
We're talking about a
baseball
team that sells out every single game that has a great following.
Yeah.
So tennis and S&D and some of these others don't stand a chance.
Yeah,
when it comes to that.
Yeah, how about that? You know, even baseball, you know, I was stunned to see, Robert, that the baseball program even is successful. They're losing money, and so it's not just a tennis issue, but the bottom line, hey, congratulations. It's something that I just didn't see coming, but it's a fascinating story, and now everybody's watching. And so I hope this raises the bar for Arkansas tennis.
By the way, swimming and for the other one.
That's right. Yeah,
somebody's going to go, to your point about the canary, they're going to go, well, all right, it can be done now. Yeah. Just like, you know.
I do think the tennis community is a unique one, because you've got successful, but not saying the other sports.
Golf as well.
It's about money, and you guys found where there's money, and everybody stepped up.
Yeah.
Everybody stepped up. So congratulations, and continue your media tour, and at some point, everybody, I know Paula Jewell and her sister.
Sure.
There were others, Matt Jones. There were so many people that were a part of this. And you mentioned Jay Silveria, Chancellor Robertson. I'm sure there were folks here at the state capitol that got involved, most likely. And it's a win. I think it's a win. Now, listen, it may change in 3 or 4 years, but right now, that's what you did. And I think that's what you got to fight for. And I just love the fact that you guys fought for it and won. So congratulations, and keep up the good work. We'll see what happens here over the next few years.
Well, thank you. And again, you hit it right on it. It's not me. It's all our former students in the tennis community, but their tennis alumni is strong. But yeah, it's a good feeling right now, and go Hogs. We're going to be fine. And thanks for the avenue to speak.
Yeah, you betcha. Robert Cox, everybody.
Thanks, Coach.
Winningest coach in Arkansas history. He's a happy man.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Did want to mention Larry Walton was another one in the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. It's a huge tennis guy. This tennis community is successful, man. They're prideful. They're fighters.
You know, with some of the other stuff that we know, and I don't know if it's public knowledge yet about maybe with the baseball coach who's been there forever and might be looking for an extension or a cash or something. If that money would have gone towards that, if that would have been, who knows? We don't know because I didn't know that. You said, according to the FOI, that Hunter knew about this before he made the call to coach.
He did. It was 3 weeks they've been talking about
it. So a timestamp doesn't save you.
Yeah, that's right. And listen, again, I'm sensitive. He's got a tough job. But the problem is, again, it's just most people are going to look at this and go, could we not have done this before? Did he take the effort to look into it? He didn't. And I think he didn't see this kind of pushback. And maybe I wouldn't have either, but that's a loss for him. That's not what he wanted to happen, and it's not a good look. But I think if anything, I would be happy if I was him. I would not be mad. Maybe he's not mad. Maybe you can't tell. Maybe in that the press
that's
release,
what I was saying. Ben.
Be happy
I mean,
about
let's,
it. Come on, that's
let's
great.
Make uh-huh. him go. You know what?
Yeah, this is great.
It's outstanding. Maybe that's what he's doing because we have beat him up for a lot of reasons,
We're not beating him up. We're just being honest. Let me change that. We have been on him and questioning him.
Listen, people like that don't get questioned.
That's right.
Because when he was here and he said, you know, you tell Joe Klein and them to settle down, I'll talk about basketball. You don't question these people. These are people who are in charge and all.
Yeah,
so,
I don't think he did not see this in the car.
Nobody did. You didn't.
I didn't.
Who knew?
It took some powerful people to make this decision to make him change his mind.
Sure it did.
Because he's a powerful guy.
I think he is, and this is my opinion, I think he looks for another gig even sooner than he has. That's just my opinion. I mean, you've got other people who've just told you what they have taken the power away from you now.
Navi Horton joins us now. Good morning, Navi. How are you? Pull that mic up there to you real quick. We got to go to break, Roger. Let's go ahead and go to break. Good morning, Navi.
Yes. Good morning.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
Look at you. You got our eye patches?
I do.
Look at you. Today is National Eye Patch Day. We'll take a break and come back and tell while you're here. We've already sort of teased it, your fight with eye cancer, your particular sort of rare eye cancer that you have. And today is National Eye Patch Day. And it's your birthday, too.
Yes.
Which is cool. And now he works over at Oakland. We love Oakland, of course, as well. Got a busy show, Ella McDowell, coming up. They play today at 4:30. And Razorback. But did we find out what time Kentucky and Arkansas play?
It's 5:30.
5:30. So we've got 4:30 and 5:30 today for those two programs. Trojans are playing. UCA won yesterday. UAPB won yesterday. Arkansas State won yesterday. So, and then you got a lot of high school activity going on. State championships in baseball, softball, and soccer. So, a little Glenn Campbell
there. I didn't even know. We'll talk about it. I didn't even know there was the all-time tennis coach in the University of Arkansas's history here.
He's living in Northwest Arkansas. No, get him on your side.
How did you find out? I mean, have you always known him?
No. Well, no, I knew of him, but I didn't know where he's living. I didn't know of him. Someone said John Bailey and Stephen and Jason LaFrance were a big part of it, too. Okay, well, again, I knew there's other people that writing checks, making phone calls. It took a lot of pressure.
Writing checks and snapping necks.
To change the direction of this big ship. But congratulations. Very impressive. All right, don't go away. 751.
Hey folks, it's David Basil out here at Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life. If you want to do that, you have to listen to the customer, so you'll know what they want. Then you give them what they want without any hassle or stress. That's the secret of Fletcher Dodge's success. They listen to you and they treat you right without any hassles or headaches. Just tell them what you want and how much you want to pay. General Manager Chris Zippy Zender has been with Frank Fletcher for decades. He and his great staff know how to take care of a customer. So for the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler Jeep, Ram in Sherwood, or you can shop them online at FletcherDeals.com. That's FletcherDeals.com. And make sure and tell them the boys from Morning Mayhem sent you. It's FletcherDeals.com.
Welcome to Moe's. Everyone knows that coming into Moe's for our Moe Monday special is the best deal in burritos. But what about those other 6 days? Well, let me introduce the new Moe Value Meal. Junior burrito, side of queso, chips, salsa, and a fountain drink for only $9.99. And the best part? It's available all day, every day at Moe's Southwest Grill. Now here's my daughter, Andy Kate, with a special reminder.
Remember, kids eat free on Sundays. Welcome to Moe's.
Hey, Heath Boothby here on the lot at Crane Hyundai of Little Rock off Colonel Glenn. We are rolling into summer, and that means great savings. We have Tucson's and Santa Fe's at 0% financing for up to 60 months. Hey, you want big savings and great gas mileage? We have $3,000 off all new Elantras, cars that get over 40 miles to the gallon. Come see why me and my team are Little Rock's number one choice for sales and service here off Colonel Glenn, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock. Visit us online at CraneHyundaiOfLittleRock.com.
I'm Alan LeVar. For more than 30 years, when Arkansans have been injured in a crash, they've heard one simple line: hurt in a car, call LeVar. But it's more than a slogan. It means personal attention from my team. We take on the insurance companies for you, and if you're hurt and can't travel, I'll come to you. Your consultation is always free, always confidential, and there's no fee unless we win. Hurt in a car, call LeVar. Arkansas strong for more than 30 years.
LeVar Law, Injury and Accident Lawyers. Arkansas built, Arkansas trusted.
If you already scheduled your garage door tune-up for just $79, please disregard this message. If you don't have a garage door, you're off the hook. For the rest of you, why would you spend more than just $79? Overhead Door Company of Little Rock will perform their garage door tune-up and safety inspection for just $79 on up to 3 garage doors and openers. Call 501-510-6399 or schedule online. OverheadDoorOfLittleRock.com.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort, is now available right here in Arkansas. FanDuel is the number one clubhouse leader for betting major golf, because right now, all FanDuel customers can get a 25% profit boost every round of the second major. Boost your winnings through FanDuel in partnership with Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort on anything from outright winners to round leaders to tourney matchups and so much more. FanDuel is in Arkansas and in partnership with Oakland Racing Casino Resort. So don't wait. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to download FanDuel and take your swing at boosted winnings. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Join 103.7 The Buzz on location Wednesday. The Zone, Out of Bounds, and Drive Time Sports will all broadcast from the Pulaski County Fair in the North Little Rock Riverfront Park. It's running now through the 24th with 9 days of fun, food, and entertainment for the whole family. So come spend the day with The Buzz at the Pulaski County Fair.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Baz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
You got to keep your ego in check.
That's for Hunter, your check. Somebody said, hey, David, I love you, but you got to quit making excuses for your check. What? I think he'd say, I just said he's got a tough job. I think he's probably not appreciating how we cover him. He's just not doing it right. Listen, that's why... I tried for 10 minutes.
You just said he's not doing it right.
He's just not doing it right. He didn't handle that correctly. It's obvious.
All right, so the talk is going to happen again, Christian. Are you vying for the job?
I'm not. I don't want any.
Do you want Hunter to keep that job?
I can't leave you. All right,
listen to me. Hunter to keep his job?
We got 2 minutes.
Okay.
Navi, good morning.
The answer.
Good morning.
Now, we got our patches on right now. And we're wearing our patches because of why, Navi?
May is Ocular Melanoma Awareness Month,
yes.
And this is the month we bring about awareness of the importance of yearly eye dilation exams.
Gotcha.
Because I am currently fighting ocular melanoma, and the only way to diagnose it is through a dilation exam.
Everybody should do that every year.
At least once a year,
You had nothing in your family. They had no idea this was going to happen. Until you went, something was going on with your eye, you go to the eye doctor and bow. I tell you, that's something that's not mentioned quite a bit.
Well, do they do that in your... I just had my yearly eye exam, and they dilated my eyes. Did they do that for that? Or do they have to look
for
that?
Well, they do it for a multitude of reasons.
Sure. Do they find it out during that eye exam that you do every year? Okay.
Yes.
So you lose your eye because of this, and you're still fighting for your life. I mean, this is a cancer it's not just eye. It can kill you.
And
it does
kill
people.
There's no cure.
And you've been fighting this battle for how many years now?
4 years.
And it's been tough. It's been tough. But listen, you're going to hang out with us today. It's an amazing story, Roger. We've talked about it, how you and I... Matt,
yes.
It is absolutely in the midst of something that's very serious, that's something fun on how we ran across each other. And is it the right word to say prosthesis for your eye? Is that what do you call
prosthetic?
Prosthetic, okay.
Yeah.
And it's acrylic.
It's
right?
Acrylic.
Yeah, Christian was asking, was it glass? It's acrylic. So, but go to the webcams, and Roger's got his glasses on. So do does Christian. And again, a reminder of people that are battling this eye cancer. And so we're going to educate some people today. And, of course, we love Oakland. This is the Oakland studio. How about that? You should feel it at home.
I do.
Ella McDowell coming up next. She's got a big game today, 4:30. They start the march to Oklahoma City. All right, don't go away. 8 o'clock.
Every time you drive through a work zone, it's not just cones and signs out there. It's real people doing their jobs, trying to get home at the end of the day. In Arkansas, many transportation workers have been tragically killed or injured serving our state, with families whose lives are changed forever. All because the driver, even for a second, stopped paying attention. It only takes a quick glance at your phone to change everything. And keep in mind, that's not just dangerous.